Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Cowboy All Night by Vicki Lewis Thompson, a Harlequin Blaze novel performed by Abby Creighton, and A Seal's Desire by Tawny Weber, a Harlequin Blaze novel performed by Alexander Sandis. Cowboy All Night by Vicki Lewis Thompson. Prologue.
Brent Ellison. That's a good, strong name. It suits you.
Yes, ma'am. I like it.
He gave the blonde lady driving the pickup truck a smile. Her name was Mrs. Paget. So far, she seemed nice.
I don't know what you've been told about Thunder Mountain Ranch.
Not much, ma'am. My Aunt Susie found out about it and said it'd be the best place for me, 'cause I was eating her out of house and home. But don't worry. I've got that problem handled. I hadn't thought of it before, but you know what? I can fill up on cereal instead of the more expensive stuff.
Mrs. Paget made a noise in the back of her throat as if she didn't like hearing that.
I'm talking about cheap cereal.
He said it real fast so she wouldn't turn around and take him back to his aunt's. Living on this ranch for a while could be awesome.
Cornflakes. I promise you won't need to fill up on any kind of cereal. I enjoy feeding growing boys. The food's not fancy, but there's plenty of it.
Okay, that sounded great. He began to salivate at the thought of all that good food. Eating was one of his favorite things. Even if this place only lasted a month or two, he'd enjoy it while he could.
I appreciate that, ma'am. I'm grateful that you can put me up for a little while.
She glanced at him in surprise.
I guess you didn't get much information after all. The office is understaffed right now, so I understand how certain procedures get lost in the shuffle. But this isn't a temporary situation. You can stay as long as you want. Even though I'm a foster kid now? I thought foster kids got moved around, which is okay. I'm used to that.
I'm sure you are. They stopped at a light, and Mrs. Paget gazed at him with her kind blue eyes. He recognized that look. It meant the person, usually one of his teachers at school, had read his file and knew that his dad was dead and his mother had flown the coop. At least she'd left him with Aunt Jane, and yeah, that hadn't worked out. So Aunt Susie had taken a shot, which also hadn't worked out. But that was life, wasn't it? The light changed, and Mrs. Paget went back to her driving.
Brant, you don't have to leave Thunder Mountain unless you hate it there.
And I don't think you will. The other boys seem happy.
Oh, I can guarantee I won't hate it, ma'am.
Why?
Because I'm happy anywhere I go. There's no point in feeling miserable all the time, so I just don't.
1. 15 years later.
Keep cool, Lucy. I'm almost there.
Brent turned down the dirt road leading to Thunder Mountain Ranch. He hadn't been back since Christmas, but the scenery was so familiar it felt as if he'd left only a week ago. Spring rains must have been good this year, judging from the abundance of yellow and purple wildflowers lining the road. Wyoming was tuning up for summer, his favorite season. The phone lying on the passenger seat of his truck remained silent, which was a good sign. Rosie, his foster mom, had promised to text if the mare gave birth. It looked as if he might make it in time. Herb, his foster father, and a crackerjack veterinarian, would be down at the barn monitoring the situation. Kate Gallagher, one of his many foster brothers, would probably be there too. With those two in charge, he didn't absolutely have to be on hand for the birth. He just liked it better when he was. Aside from the thrill of watching a new life enter the world, the training process worked better if he could bond with a foal immediately. Herb was a mild-mannered guy, but sometimes Brant had encountered tense owners and vets. He didn't like any nervous energy in the birthing stall, and he always did what he could to calm things down. By lowering the anxiety level, he could begin socializing a foal immediately. Not a single one he'd worked with from birth had turned into a skittish horse. His business grew along with his reputation for successfully starting foals, which gave him work he loved, and the personal freedom he craved. He would have done this particular job for
Sample complete. Ready to continue?